All right, we're going to be getting into the Word of God for a few minutes here this afternoon. And over the last so many weeks, we were doing this series called The Clothing of God from Paul's writing to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and forward. But this afternoon, we're going to take a little detour in observance of the holiday we just celebrated. This past Friday, July 4th, we celebrated Independence Day. Guess what, guys? America turned 232 years old this past July. Independence Day, July 4th. And remember that the original colonies on the East Coast were under the oppressive reign of Great Britain. Great Britain was abusing them, they were mistreating them, they were taxing them unfairly without their representation. And the colonies wanted freedom from Great Britain's reign. So on July 4th, 1776, the colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence. Praise God, we are a free nation, right? It's great to live in America. Amen?
Amen.
All right, well, this afternoon's message is walk in God's freedom. Just as the colonies were freed from the oppressive reign of Great Britain, I want to make a spiritual application today. You know, at one time, you and I were under the oppressive kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We were in the kingdom of eternal death. But when we accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we were delivered from the kingdom of eternal death and translated into the kingdom of eternal life. Kingdom of eternal life. When you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, your eternal life began at that point. And when you leave this earth, when you leave this earth and go to heaven one day, eternal life will continue there in heaven. Praise God. Where does the Spirit of God dwell today? He dwells in you and in me. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And then he writes in 2 Corinthians 3:17 that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Friends, let us walk in that freedom. We have been freed from the kingdom of darkness. We have been freed from the kingdom of eternal death and brought into the kingdom of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You may be following Jesus Christ right now, but the enemy's dark kingdom may try to pop its ugly head in your life. Even though you are in the kingdom of God right now, every so often, the enemy's kingdom may try to pop its head in your life. But there's good news. What's the good news? The good news is that God wants you to walk in His freedom in every area of your life. Now, let me ask you this question. Why did Jesus appear on this earth? According to 1 John 3:8. John writes that Jesus appeared on this earth to destroy the devil's work. Now, if you read it in context in 1 John 3, verses 1 through 10, what is the devil's work? You might want to read that sometime. 1 John 3, verses 1 through 10. The devil's work is the grip of sin. Jesus came to destroy the grip of sin over our lives. He came to deliver us from the grip of sin and to bring us into God's freedom, into God's deliverance for us. You know, if you're struggling with alcoholism, sin is trying to grip your life. If you're taking drugs, sin is trying to enslave your life. If you're looking at things with your eyes in magazines or on the internet that are ungodly, sin is trying to keep you in bondage. But the word today is this: walk in God's freedom for your life. How do you walk in God's freedom? Freedom, deliverance from drugs and alcohol and looking at things that are wrong. How do you walk in that freedom? by submitting your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, saying, Jesus, I let go of my life. You take full control of my life. You sit on the throne of my heart. Amen?
Amen.
That's the way it happens. That's how you walk in God's freedom. God has got the miracle of deliverance in store for you, friends. You don't have to be addicted to alcohol and drugs and cigarettes and looking at things that are wrong. You can walk in the freedom that God has for you by making His Son, Jesus Christ, ruler over every area of your life. Friend, did you know that physical illness and disease is a form of bondage?
Yes, it is.
Physical illness and disease is a form of bondage. Jesus wants to deliver you from sickness into His healing and wholeness. You might be asking today, well, is Jesus willing to heal me? I'm here to tell you yes. I can show you from the scripture, Matthew chapter 8, if you have a Bible. If not, I'll read it to you. Verse 1. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 3. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Jesus was willing to heal this leper of his leprosy. What does the Word of God say about Jesus in Hebrews 13:8? It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus who was willing to heal 2,000 years ago is the Jesus who is willing to heal you of your sickness and disease today. He never changes. Yes, He is willing to heal you. And He is also able to heal you. What does it mean that He's able to heal you? It means that He's got the supernatural power to heal you of sickness and disease and bring you into His kingdom of wholeness and health. Remember the woman in Mark chapter 5 who bled for 12 years. Mark 5 verses 25 and forward. She had gone to doctors. She spent all of her money. She heard about Jesus. She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And immediately, in verse 29, her bleeding stopped. She felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around and said, who touched my clothes? He kept looking around. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Verse 34, he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
What is that, Mark 9?
That's Mark chapter 5, verses 24 and forward. Mark 5. He said, daughter, your faith has healed you. She had faith and belief in what? She had faith and belief in the miracle working power of God to heal her body. Friends, we serve the divine surgeon. He can do surgery that no earthly doctor or surgeon can do. He can heal you fully. He wants to deliver you from sickness into physical wholeness. The question is, do you believe He can do this for you? On March 17th, 2008, just about 3.5 months ago, I was doing a Monday night service at the Tulsa Dream Center and had an altar call at the end. People came up with various needs in their lives. And I laid hands on this one man who was sick in his body. He had back problems. He was not able to bend over. And I just prayed a prayer of faith over him. He came forward believing that God could heal his body. And he testified after that prayer. He said, I've been instantly healed in my back. He couldn't bend over. He started to bend over, up and down and up and down. And everybody became excited. And he started to run around that room, God, Jesus Christ, is still healing today like He did 2,000 years ago. If He did it for that man on March 17th, 2008, He can do it for you here today, friends. Only believe. All things are possible to him who doubts. No, to him who believes. You know, friend, financial lack and poverty is a form of bondage. God wants to deliver you from lack and bring you into His provision and abundance. One of God's names is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Paul writes in Philippians 4:19, "But my God will supply all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Friends, if you're facing financial lack and poverty, it's a form of bondage. God wants to deliver you from that bondage into His provision and abundance. The question is this: do you believe that God is able to do this for you? Did you know that Peter and Jesus had a financial need when Jesus walked this earth 2,000 years ago? Matthew chapter 17. The collector of the temple tax came to Peter. Verse 24, Matthew 17, 24. "After Jesus and His disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and asked, 'Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?' 'Yes, he does,' he replied." Verse 25. "When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. 'What do you think, Simon?' he asked. 'From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?' 'From others,' Peter answered. 'Then the sons are exempt,' Jesus said to him. 'But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them from my tax and yours.'" Wouldn't you agree that Jesus and Peter were in financial need? They had a bill to pay, right? The temple tax. So Jesus went about to perform a miracle. He said to Peter, "Go fishing. Catch a fish. Open the mouth of the first fish that you catch, and in the mouth will be the money to pay the tax collectors." Peter obeyed. He fished, caught that fish, opened its mouth, and in the mouth of that fish was the money to pay the tax collectors. Friend, we serve the same Jesus today. He never changes. You know, you may not find money in the mouth of a fish today, although you may. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, most likely we're not going to find money growing off a tree, right? But God has His ways about of bringing financial miracles and provision into your life. How can He do it? He can give you the job that you've been believing for. He can give you a better paying job. He can give you an hourly increase at the job you're working at right now. Miraculously, He could lower your bills. There's different ways that God can supernaturally provide for you in the financial realm. Do you believe? Yes. Say it with me today. I believe that God can provide for me financially. I will be delivered from financial lack into God's abundance. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, did you know that inner turmoil and depression is a form of bondage? Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, wants to deliver you from turmoil into His glorious peace. John chapter 14, actually, yes, John 14, verse 27, Jesus says this. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. He says, I don't give you peace like the world gives. The world's definition of peace is this, is that if everything is going just right, If you've got plenty of money, you've got things and houses and cars, everything is good, then you'll have peace. He says, I don't give you that kind of peace. He says, my peace is deeper and greater than that. You can have my peace in the midst of the storm in your life. You may be going through a storm right now, friend, but you can have the peace of God on the inside. Only Jesus can bring true peace and deliverance. Only Jesus can bring you a peace that surpasses any human understanding. I was in India several years ago. I think it was either 2002 or 2003. And I was in North India, New Delhi, India. And we met this lady there at the YWCA. We were having a snack or maybe lunch or something. So my Indian host friend was with me, and this lady was sitting there. And there's this Hindu spiritual leader in India that has a very big following. He claims to be a reincarnated Christ. He's a false teacher. He claims to bring people, you know, miracles and advice. And this lady was telling my Indian host friend and me, this is what she said. I came to India 6 years ago. I met this Hindu leader. He's short, funny looking, got a big old afro. She said, but when I met him, I fell in love with him. My heart melted. And she's arguing with my friend, my Indian host friend, back and forth. He gives me words of advice. He can do, you know, he can do this and that and the other thing. Kept going back and forth with my friend. And finally, my friend asked her. He said, ma'am, let me ask you this. Can this Hindu spiritual leader, or has he brought you peace on the inside? And at that point, the conversation became quiet. She did not respond. What was the understood answer? It was no. No religion, no person, no teacher, no cult can bring a person peace. There is only one that can bring you true inner peace. And who is that? Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Friend, if you're experiencing inner turmoil today, God wants to deliver you from inner turmoil and bring you into His glorious peace and joy. Mental illness and depression, friend, is a form of bondage. God wants to deliver you from mental illness and depression and bring you into mental wholeness. He did it for me. I've been there, friend. Back in July, August, part of September of 2006, through a series of events, I experienced, for about a month and a half or two, severe depression. But I believed that God was able to deliver me. I stuck through it for a month and a half. I believed that Jesus could deliver me. And guess what, friends? After some time went by, I was delivered, brought back to mental wholeness. Friend, if He can do it for me, He can do it for you. And there might be some things that you have to do. If you're just sitting around all day focused on yourself, you might get depressed. So start doing something productive with the time that God has given you. Start reaching out to somebody in greater need beyond yourself. Start using your time productively, friend. That will help you get out of depression. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Did you know, friend, that guilt is a form of bondage? Guilt is a form of bondage. God wants to deliver you from guilt into His loving acceptance. You may have done some really bad things in the past, but the devil is the accuser and the father of lies. Don't let him bring up your past. When God looks at you, He doesn't see your past. He doesn't see the sins you've committed. When He looks at you, He sees you as forgiven. When He looks at you, God sees Jesus. You've got to see yourself the way God sees you, as forgiven. What does Paul write in Romans 8, verse 1? Let me read it to you. Romans 8, Verse 1, all right. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Guilt and condemnation is of the devil. Friend, God lovingly accepts you. Conviction, on the other hand, is from the Holy Spirit. But condemnation and guilt is of the devil. When God looks at you now, guess how He sees you? God sees you clothed with a robe of righteousness. Don't be condemned. Don't be on a guilt trip. That's the devil. You tell him in Jesus' name. I'll tell you one thing that scares the devil. You know what it is? One thing will make the devil flee. What is it? It's the Word of God. You speak the Word of God and he's got to flee. When he tries to bring up your past, when he tries to condemn you, when he tries to bring guilt into your mind, what do you do? You just tell him in the Word, Satan, in the Word of God, it says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And he will flee. You tell him the Word of God says, Satan, you are a liar and the author and the father of lies. So leave my life and stop lying to me. In Jesus' name. And guess what? When you quote the Word of God to him, he's got to flee. And you will be freed from guilt and condemnation. God wants to deliver you, friend, from guilt into his loving acceptance. So to close off today, this is the question. How do you walk in God's freedom in every part of your life? How do you walk in God's freedom in every part of your life? First and foremost, you've got to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Yes, He wants to be Savior, but He also wants to be Lord. What does Lord mean? Lord means ruler. It means master. Jesus wants to be the ruler over every part of your life. Now, let me put it this way to you, friends. Think about this. God is not obligated to bless anyone who is walking in willful rebellion towards Him. If you're walking in disobedience and rebellion against God and His Word, He is not obligated to bless you. He is not obligated to deliver you. He's not. Because you're telling Him, God, I want to do my own thing. God, this is my life. Let me do with my life what I want to do with it. God is not required to bless that type of attitude. What type of attitude does God bless? The attitude that says, God, I am yours. My life is yours. You do with my life as you see fit. That's the attitude. That's the person that God wants to bless. That's the person that God wants to deliver from the kingdom of darkness into His kingdom of wholeness and eternal life. A person who is submitted and surrendered to Him and to His Word. That's the person that God will bless and deliver. So first and foremost, how to walk in God's freedom for your life? Making Jesus Christ your Savior and your what?
Lord.
Lord means ruler and master. Over every part of your life, your mind, over your spirit, and ruler over what you do with your body. The second way to walk in God's freedom for your life is found in Philippians 4:6. Simple. Prayer. Are you facing a need right now, friend? Look at what Paul writes in Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, supplication, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You may be going through a hard time in your life right now. Maybe the kingdom of darkness is trying to pop its ugly head in your life in the form of financial lack, in the form of sickness, in the form of inner turmoil, in the form of something else. It may be trying to pop its ugly head. You may be in need. What does the Word of God say? Just pray. Bring your petition to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You may not speak in tongues. Tongues is a heavenly prayer language to God. And He wants to give you that gift. But you do have the ability to speak English. You know what? God does understand English. Just present your requests to Him. And He will deliver you. He wants you to walk in His freedom in every part of your life. Amen?
Amen.
And finally, how to walk in God's freedom in your life. Simple faith in the miracle-working power of God. It says in Mark 9, verse 23, Jesus said, "Everything is possible for him who believes." Everything is possible for him who believes. Do you believe that God is able to deliver you in different areas of your life? Do you believe that God is able to bring His freedom into your life in different areas of your existence? If you believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, right? So the one thing that pleases God is what? Is faith. For he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Seek him how? Seek him in prayer. If you're diligently seeking God in prayer, if you're diligently seeking to increase your walk with God, your relationship with God, guess what? He will reward you with his freedom. Yes, friends, we have been freed from the kingdom of eternal death into the kingdom of eternal life. So that when we leave this earth, where do we go? To heaven. But right now on this earth, there's other areas that God wants you to walk in his freedom. Freedom from sickness. Freedom from emotional turmoil. Freedom from financial lack. Freedom from depression. Freedom from bondage to drugs and alcohol, cigarettes, whatever that might be. He wants you to walk in complete freedom. Just as the colonies were freed from the oppressive reign of Great Britain 232 years ago, we are freed from the oppressive reign of the kingdom of darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.